This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. The free agent craze. I think all the big moves have happened now, and now it's about filling out the rest of it. If you're watching on the stream, this is kind of funny because B's chair is empty and he's over here trying to find golf. Damn it!
Got it, baby.
Shout out to Ponte Vedra, the Players Championship.
Yeah.
TPC Sawgrass, gonna be fun to watch. Good morning, Brian.
What's up, brother? What's happening?
I want to start, dude, by saying congratulations to American University and Dwayne Simpkins.
They handled business, dog.
It was very cool, man. What was funny is,
did you hear D.A.?
I did not.
You didn't hear
him? What, on the broadcast?
No, I'm just saying, you know, Simpkins said, I think, in a thing that he could hear him in the arena.
Not last night, because that joint was full.
Oh, it was full last
yeah,
night. All right,
different story.
All right. There we go.
What was really cool is, so we had Simpkins. Congratulations to the entire AU community, right? That's just got to be so fun and so cool.
Yeah.
We had Simpkins on the Altcast the other night, whenever I did the Altcast. And then yesterday I was over there for Channel 4, and I kind of got turned around. Like, I ended up on the wrong elevator. It was like me and the Patriot League director of officiating.
I can see you
on
doing
a freight elevator.
Like that too.
I just followed this dude that seemed to know where he was going. And then finally, we just bumped into Coach Simpkins in the hallway.
He knew where he was going.
No, he didn't.
You just didn't know where you were going.
The guy I followed
didn't know where he was going.
We ended up on the loading dock, so he did not know where he. Basically, he needed a key that neither of us had. So then we went back up. Then we run into Coach Simpkins. He knew where he was going. Got us where we needed to go. Couldn't have been cooler or nicer. And dude, that was about 2 hours before tip-off, and he was just chill, man.
He's chill. Like, who are these dopes?
Dude, in year two, to do that, year two is pretty damn impressive, man.
Yeah.
They're going to the tournament. I was watching
new
last
voice,
night.
New voice, baby, new voice.
I think it's the projections anyway were like a 14-15 seed. The way they could shoot, man, I wouldn't want to see them if I was a two or a three. You wonder, I think Mason starts today in the A-10 tournament. Dwayne Simpkins and Tony Skin are going to be very, very hot commodities. White Brian says AU is going to be a 16. Brian, your microphone.
Yeah, we might need
on.
You to put that mic on, Brian.
Whip smart this kid.
Yeah.
Why are you saying AU is a 16?
They don't really respect the Patriot League. They is in the committee. I think they're good enough not to be in the first four, but they'll be a 16.
Then that could be a problem for somebody playing them.
They should respect the Patriot League. I feel like Bucknell's had success. I feel like there have been Patriot League successes. I'm not just talking to Donald Foyle.
We got league snobs sometimes, you know.
Well, whatever. I think they'll get a 15, White Brian. We'll put your knowledge to
the
test.
I think y'all should just wager on it. Jay, you don't have to worry about losing much if you lose.
Yeah.
It'll be 25
when Brian
cents.
Going big, it'll be 50
cents. He's going to go high.
Two units.
62 cents.
All right, that's fine. I get everything but 16. You get 16 for a whole dollar?
Sounds good.
Oh, action.
Ooh.
Just really cool for everybody over there and spending some time at Bender and kind of walking around yesterday. I got a theory for you. So of the smaller colleges, right, like obviously Maryland and Georgetown are much larger.
Yeah.
But AU, GW, and Mason all kind of, I don't know this, but they feel like they are similar size. I guess Mason, because they have a lot of commuters, is actually massive. But AU kind of is its own little campus, its own little part of the city. GW is like part of kind of downtown State Department, Washington. And then Mason just feels very suburban. It's kind of interesting. They're all three like very unique little locales. I enjoyed being over there yesterday.
Yeah. And then I used to go over there a good bit when my boy Summers here.
And then it's even cooler when they win. They're going to the tournament. Tournament bids are starting to fill up. It's going to be a ton of fun. We got college hoops all day. Might have to start gambling. I think that's our way to stay very interested. Maybe White Brian can give me some winners. He was right about Baylor yesterday. Whose ass they kick? Kansas State, maybe?
Yep, Kansas State.
The real money's in the college basketball unders if you're actually interested. But for us, let's get down to free agency. The biggest moves Washington made were actually trades, okay?
Yeah.
And if you want to be the amount of, like, syntax warriors about, like, well, that's not free agency, it's a trade.
I think it's just as much free agency as anything else. You made the move because it's a great time to do it.
Right.
So I think it's all free agency.
So the two biggest moves, the two headlines are Debo and Tunsil. Tunsil is the best offensive lineman in Washington since Trent.
Right.
Debo is an absolutely different kind of threat that I'm really excited to see in Cliff Kingsbury's offense.
He's a Swiss Army knife.
People, I guess, disagree with me on this. I think the Debo trade is better because you gave up so little. Like, to me, Debo is no risk, all reward. The Tunsil trade, Tunsil's the better player, but you gave more up. So it was more of an even playing field for the Tunsil trade, whereas Debo, I think, has an opportunity to be an outright steal.
It could be. I mean, even Tunsil could end up being a steal. You know, the fact that you get him, if he plays top five left tackle ability and you got a fourth round pick for him, I think it evens out.
It might.
Yeah.
I got my move. You got your move. That's fair. I think beyond that, when you start getting into the signings, we did have more signings yesterday. I think we've all talked at length about Kinlaw. I think most folks will tell you Kinlaw, that's the one signing that seems to have the fan base the most split, I would say. Will Harris, I think people are large. Hell, Chris Russell's excited about Will Harris.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Russell's the king of the haters.
I like him because he's a thumper.
Yeah. Yesterday, a few more moves. I think right when we got off the air, Marcus Mariota. I think bringing Mariota back is great.
Yeah.
Clearly, there was a bond. There was a friendship. There was a real kind of just like-minded spirit in that quarterback room.
Yeah.
I think
Mariota also feels valued and he trusts the people ahead, above him. You know, how he got pissed in Atlanta because they weren't telling him all the same, the truth. They've handled him very much respectfully here. You know, and then he knows what his role is, and he and Jaden have a connection.
Totally agree with that. I think it's important in the discourse on Mariota. I add this almost parenthetically, but I do think it's worth pointing this out. I think Jaden would have been Jaden with or without Mariota. I think it's a great piece to have.
Yeah, but you got to realize, though, having a veteran presence around you that has basically walked the same path that you're walking, second-round pick, Heisman Trophy winners.
Sure, second-overall pick.
A person that can step in here and actually talk to you on a level that you are at. Now, Jaden is a talent, but did Marcus help him get along the way quicker or make that thing seem more smoother for him?
Sure.
I would think so based off of what I saw throughout the season. And then when Jaden was tired at the time, he went over and talked to him. That little conversation right there tells me those dudes have a lot more conversation just than just in the meeting room.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I think the whole quarterback room, Driscoll, Hartman, Tavita Pritchard, David Blau, Cliff Kingsbury, I think it's pretty damn remarkable that after the success they had in year one, assuming Driscoll comes back, we'll see how that finishes. But of all the major parties in that room, everybody's coming back.
Yeah.
All of them. Yeah. Like, that is just the amount of turnover in the NFL year to year. On average, something changes. And in that room where you have this tremendous amount of success, Cliff has multiple interviews. Blau has multiple requests. Mariota, I am confident, had a market in lots of places. I think once the Raiders traded for Geno, it changed a lot of things. Fields took the Jets. Darnold took the Seahawks. Like, I do think kind of the musical chairs of quarterback carouseling broke Washington's way. But still, he could have gone lots of places. One thing that I think really needs to be clarified, and I've said this before, I want to say it again. If you think Mariota was benched in Atlanta because of performance, I got a bridge to sell you. Mariota was benched in Atlanta because ownership started putting pressure on leadership. And hey, we got to what is this league? Self-preservation.
Yep.
And late in the year, when things don't look like they're going your way, what do? Throw a rookie quarterback out there and say, hey, man, we got to invest some time with this kid.
Uh-huh.
So if you think Mariota got benched in Atlanta and you wonder why perhaps he was frustrated late in that year, that is nothing more than back office politics of the NFL. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I feel the need to clarify that, but people should know the truth.
Everybody's coming back may also tell you how comfortable people are with this whole new regime, ownership, coaching, everything, how much they respect it. Because I guarantee you, in the previous one, everybody wouldn't come back.
Sure. And a lot of it comes down to cash, too. Let's not be naive.
It comes down to cash, but
sure, the money's
a lot of times, you are willing to go back to a place where you feel damn comfortable with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're just going on vacation, if you had a great vacation, you'll go back there.
Mm-hmm.
If the bed was itchy and the food sucked, you're looking somewhere else.
Quickly.
Mariota gets to $8 million. One year, $8 million. Makes a lot of sense to me. The other thing that I think is really worth pointing out in the Mariota conversation, when he was on the field, he was excellent.
Yeah, totally.
Dude.
He balled out.
You know, the second half of the Cowboys game,
he balled, dog.
There was a very real conversation going on in the press box. Yo, they're going to have to play Philly in the first round until that last second drive. Uh-huh. Like, it looked like they were going to lose to Dallas.
The big run and the damn throw at the end.
The throw to Terry. Yeah. That throw to Terry broke the franchise single season receiving touchdown record. Mariota was great. I mean, just his numbers this year in three games. So I think of the Carolina game and certainly the Dallas game, and I think he got in one that was just a blowout. Maybe it was against Cleveland. In three games, Mariota completed 77% of his passes for 364 yards, four touchdowns, no picks. I mean, from a straight backup quarterback perspective, roughly 44 attempts would be a heavy pass game. But that's roughly a game's worth of numbers. 34 or 44. For 364 and four touchdowns would be a hell of a contest.
Hell yeah.
And that doesn't even include, what were his rushing numbers? Just that one run against Dallas had to be a 40-yarder.
Yeah, about 40, 45.
All right, so in 18 rush attempts, he went for 92 yards and a touchdown. Six first downs on 18 carries. I love numbers like that.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you it's effective. Damn, how long do you think that Dallas run was? I just looked it up.
45?
I thought it was like 45, 50. It's 33.
That's all?
Yeah.
I thought it was 45 yards.
So did I.
Well, it measured that at the moment it happened.
It got you there. I think the Mariota signing, not once I started seeing the way the quarterback carousel was going, I wasn't necessarily surprised by it. But I think it's a really positive move for the team. The quarterback carousel still spinning. Your boy Aaron Rodgers. So
what I'm hearing, he's going to Pittsburgh.
You think it's Pittsburgh?
I was told this morning he was looking for some type of merchandise deal in Pittsburgh. Why would he be doing it in Pittsburgh if he's not going there?
What merchandise deal? Membership at Oakmont? Like, what's he trying to get?
Merchandise is something dealing with him making some more money, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Last night, I made just a cheap zing joke on Twitter. These pictures emerged of Aaron Rodgers on the beach considering his future. Okay? Like, everything this dude does is so dramatic.
Why does he have a blanket on the beach?
I mean, if you're in Cali, the beaches are kind of cold. Wind's blowing.
If it's cold, I'm not going on the beach.
Sometimes I like seeing the waves. I go on the beach when it's cold.
Hey.
But I made a cheap joke about...
He has on shorts and no shirt. If it was that cold, he would have on a different attire.
That's fair. He's using wired headphones to listen to music, presumably. Maybe he's listening to Joe Rogan or whatever he's doing. I don't know. And I made a cheap joke like, yo, this dude's made $400 million, can't get some AirPods. The amount of people that responded to me telling me about the danger of AirPods, it was a joke, people. Please relax.
Hey,
save your...
If the AirPods got danger, guess what? The one with wire got danger, too.
But then your cell phone has danger. Everything's got danger.
Everything got danger, but, you know, it's like...
In the world of...
I told you, bro, you could say the sky is blue, and it will be blue, and the people, you'll have 200,000 people tell you it's not. They'll come up with another color.
Jamin Davis just got a deal with the Jets. 1 year deal. Now, you know, it's new leadership with the Jets. They like what they see. I want to run through... Because we paid so much attention to Tunsil and Debo. Obviously, Allen now with the Vikes. I want to run through some of these other signings and see what they got, who these guys are, a little bit of local ties, see who's still out there. One signing I don't want to say hoped for, but I thought would check a lot of boxes was Tank Lawrence. He has signed with Seattle. He's gone. I don't know if we addressed it. Big Luke got a deal with the Browns, Cornelius Lucas. I think once you trade for Tunsil, Wiley probably becomes that backup swing tackle. I don't know. Let's figure out what Trent Scott
Wiley
is.
Wiley might be playing another position until Cosby comes back.
Right. Wiley might be your right guard.
Yeah.
But then eventually Cosby comes back, and maybe he's your backup swing tackle. You still have... Trent Scott is still a free agent, so that's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out. I believe Michael Dieter is a free agent. Now, that's a dude. You got to have a backup center. If any Burgundy and Gold fan is unaware of that, just go back to the days when Chase Roullier was getting hurt, and the lack of a backup center was big, big, big trouble. We're just getting warmed up. Going to open these phone lines up, 10:45. We're going to run through all the signings then. It's your turn. You tell us, best signing, worst signing, what are you excited for? What do you want them to do next? It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of the folks you haven't talked that much about. Washington also announced the signing. We've talked a lot about Kinlaw. We've talked a fair amount about Will Harris, I would say. Anybody remember Eddie Goldman? Friendship Collegiate Academy? Remember when that was humming?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's still around, but for a brief period of time, Friendship Collegiate in D.C. was a straight-up football powerhouse.
Yep.
Goes to Florida State. I think it was Eddie Goldman. I'm trying to remember. At one point, I remember somebody had this great line about Florida State playing Maryland and kind of making fun of Maryland. And it was a DMV native, but I don't remember if it was Goldman. Second round pick by the Bears back in 2015. In the last four seasons, depending how long you want to go here, B, Goldman started his NFL career fairly durable. Missed a bunch of time his second season, but most of the time he was playing. Just kind of a rotational piece, nose tackle, D tackle, on some pretty good Bears defenses.
Uh-huh.
In 2020, he didn't play, opted out for COVID. Players were allowed to opt out, so he opted out. He played in 21, played 14 games. He retired in 22.
Mm-hmm.
He was out of the league in 23. Last year, he was back with the Falcons, played 17 games. You know, it's not a ton of snaps. This one's interesting because it's a young man coming back to his hometown.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're getting here.
Well, I think you got to get 90 people.
Right.
And you don't know when you go into camp, you need bodies in camp. And also, some people, the light bulb goes off. Like, I'm going to be around here. I better start doing something different or better. You never know. I think that's someone where you say, we're going to go take this risk. Take this. Every once in a while, you sign some risky dudes. But it's not a high risk. Where it's
I imagine the risk involved here is a minimum contract.
Yeah,
now, it's a veteran minimum, and he's got 7 years in the league, so that'll cost you a little bit, but nothing substantial. One thing that's interesting, he's listed 6'3", 330.
It's a big boy.
And in his Bears days, he was listed as a nose tackle, as like a true nose. They haven't had that type of player.
Mm-hmm.
Like a truly kind of space eater dude. Maybe Sheldon Day a little bit, and maybe that's why he ended up helping them, you know, last season. Day's a lot skinnier, but I do think it's interesting as we watch these signings, and say what you want about Kinlaw. I mean, there's lots of things, right? But clearly they're trying to build out what they want now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to at all overhype an Eddie Goldman signing. This is a specific dude with a specific purpose on a football field. And considering in the last 3 years, he's only played one of them. He missed the entire 22 and 23 season.
Uh-huh.
He logged 30% of the defensive snaps for Atlanta last year. That's not nothing.
Yeah, I mean, when he plays a lot when he's playing in games.
He's kind of a rotational piece.
See, this is the thing.
And there's probably a very specific situation where he comes in.
A lot of times, the big boys are there to do what you said, eat up space, take on two, form big piles. Or you can get the guys that think they can beat everybody one-on-one, and they try to do that, and they can open up holes. You get what I'm saying? Maybe they're trying to get more those space eaters and allow the linebackers to come in and do what they're supposed to be doing, tackling.
So, I mean, to me, the Golden – I don't plan on using a lot of time on our program to talk about the Eddie Goldman signing anymore, but I find it interesting from a strategic angle, if that makes sense, because clearly they identified somebody – that there is probably some sub-package that they think he can help them in.
Uh-huh.
And that the cost is minimal.
Yeah.
This is a very deep D-line draft. I don't think the acquisition of Eddie Goldman, or frankly Javon Kinlaw, who got way more cash, would slow them down from drafting somebody. But Goldman, to me, almost even more so than Kinlaw, at least you know exactly what you're bringing him here to do. Whether or not he proves to be the guy to do it, we'll see. That's what OTAs and training camp and all the stuff is for. But it's an interesting signing. One dude that we all talked about maybe as a trade target before the trade deadline last fall that Washington signed yesterday, Jonathan Jones. Not a big fella here. 5'9", 185. He's won two Super Bowls in his career with New England. He's been in New England a long time. He is an Auburn Tiger, War Eagle, White Brian. If you have a Jonathan Jones nugget you'd like to provide, please feel free.
No nuggets, but War Eagle.
Okay. Thanks for that. We'd be lost without you, WB. And he was I believe he's an undrafted guy. And, Brian, you could tell me, because you had some teammates that did this. He's going into his 10th season in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
What does it tell you when you got an undrafted guy going into his 10th year?
The dude, he knows his value, and he makes sure you understand what it is. He's a worker. He's a guy that's not going to make a lot of mistakes, and the coaches know they could depend on him. That's how you become undrafted, and you go into double-digit years.
I mean, especially to do it in New England, be on that team for two Super Bowl wins.
Bruh,
he was probably there for two Super Bowl wins and a Super Bowl loss.
So he's been a coach that was no nonsense. And to stay around that long with Bill Belichick, you had to be doing things right. Point blank. And if Bill Belichick respect you, a lot of coaches in the league gonna respect you.
Not scared to muck it up. I mean, for a undersized corner, his tackling over the years is fairly impressive just from a volume standpoint. Last year in 14 starts, he had 58 tackles for a 5'9 corner.
Yeah.
To me, it's a depth piece. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to text Phil. I'll text my boys up there. Kind of if he projects with his pick total, I'm guessing he's an outside guy. But you know, you're going to use a lot of stuff. I don't think the arrival of 32-year-old Jonathan Jones necessarily impacts what you do with Sanderstill, Lattimore. But I don't mind that signing at all. But
one thing you and I you heard me talk about a lot, tackling. Maybe him doing it may make other people learn how to do it. Tackling means you wrap up and go to the ground. You don't have a guy and push him to the ground.
One more yesterday, out of Arkansas, the Razorbacks, from Suffolk, Virginia, from the Tidewater era, another dude with a Super Bowl ring, Dietrich Wise. I hope I'm saying that right. How would you say this? D-E-A-T-R-I-C-H. Dietrich, right? Dietrich,
yeah.
We don't think it's Dietrich, do we?
Dietrich.
Dietrich. Dietrich Wise Jr., fourth rounder back in 2017. Again, another dude that was on the Patriots all these years. Maybe him and Jones can split a cab. This is a depth signing on your D-line. 6'5", 280, so this is an edge player. Honestly, it's weird they've now signed 2 6'5" D-linemen. I wonder how many of those dudes there are. Played a lot of end for those Patriots defenses. Had a 7.5 sack season in 22. But again, this is a dude that stuck around for Belichick. So you know the little things will be done correctly.
What did Bill do well? Defense.
I think this dude is also very durable. Just looking at game logs, he missed two games last year, but that could almost be inactives when you're talking about a depth piece. His snap counts over the years. What was the last good year in New England? 21 when Mac Jones, when they won some games and got to the playoffs?
Was that 21?
I don't know. 22. Belichick got – last year was
– it's first
dude
year
they already out. Fired, Mayo. So Mayo was 24. So Bill's last year was 23. One of those years was good before he got canned.
Yeah.
But this dude, Wise, steady playing about 55% of snaps for New England for most of his career. Depth piece, you need him. As I look at what Washington did, especially kind of as free agency evolves, when you remove the trades, or hell, even if you include the trades, there is one. I think when you look at each player individually, you can figure out a lot, something to like, a lot to like. Kind of depends how you want to look at it. There is one recurring trait with a lot of these dudes that I'm not sure I love. I'll tell you what it is when we return. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. The B. Mitchell Finley Show is brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com and find a contractor near you and available tax credits and rebates. That's R-U-U-D. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right. All right, so as we look at this, we look at a lot of people coming to this team, and you look at different ways. You try to figure out what Adam Peters really tries to do. What's his formula? What have you picked up on it, Jay?
I think clearly they want to get bigger. I think the size of these dudes stands out, especially on the D-line. I think everybody wants to be a film expert. That's fine. Do your thing. We don't know. I think the Goldman thing is fascinating because they clearly, like, there's kind of only one type of role for a dude with that size. They haven't really had that. The only thing that you, really by every move they've made, they've gotten older. And when you trade away draft picks for established players, I'm good with it, but you've gotten older. Like, you've identified, yo, we're going for this right now, and I can understand why. Take advantage of Jaden on the rookie deal. And even beyond that, just you were in the NFC title game, you'd be crazy not to go for it. But even the free agents they're signing, not just that, like, you don't want to go to the top of the market for Milton Williams. I think Milton Williams can play. I think there's no chance he's a $26 million a year player. I think the odds of that are very slim. I think he was the one kind of really attractive young option coming off a rookie deal that hit free agents.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean you couldn't find, like, Jonathan Jones, I think can play. There's a reason he's only getting a one-year deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's in his 30s. Wise is in his 30s. Goldman's in his 30s. Will Harris in his 30s. Debo, Laramie. Like, there is a, like, if we were talking about if a dude had a type, like, he just keeps dating 5'7" redheads. Like, there's a type here. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the age. And I'm not saying it's bad. They're clearly going for it and identifying veterans they like. Something they did last year, and it worked out very well. But we're now 2 years into this, and maybe you just have to supplement your drafts for a number of seasons before you get that youth movement and kind of have those cornerstones of the franchise come up through your system.
Yeah.
But it you can't look at 2 years of this now and not notice it.
Well, what I see and I think happens, as I always say, you try to get to a point where the veteran guys are performing and they're like on their way out, and then the young guys are coming into their own.
Sure.
And we can say what we want about them doing trades and things like that, but they did hit on their draft picks last year. If they hit on their draft picks again this year.
I think definitely they hit.
Yeah.
The most important one is number two, right? Yeah. Everything else.
Yeah, but I'm saying that happens. But if you keep that going yearly, and the guys that you're signing, older players that have experience, they play that 1 year, it may take some of these rookies a year to learn it. Some of them may just hit the ground running. But then you start to have that whole little, the line that they have at when they make all the cars.
Assembly line.
The assembly line. Now you're starting to go into a rotation. And that's what everyone tries to play for and try to get. And I think if you have a situation where you're established, you're going to be there a while, you get the chance to build that. Most times you run in, you got a year or two to get something done, you're gone. I don't think this is a situation like that for them.
I agree. And I think in principle and in theory, the situation you've laid out makes a ton of sense. The only difference this year compared to last year is last year, they were in draft pick acquisition. This year, they've been in draft pick expulsion. Like, they have sold off picks. So now it just, that changes the trajectory. That doesn't mean they can't move around and get more picks. Like, I'm fully aware of that. They're not giving up first rounders.
Yeah. But so I think they truly believe they are in a position right now that Tunzel is better.
I'm just saying it impacts your assembly line.
It impacts it somewhat. But if Tunzel comes in here, let's say Tunzel plays 3-4 years, and then you draft somebody maybe in 2 years, that assembly line is still going. Okay? You may not have more pieces that you're throwing on it, but you drafted guys that are already playing at high levels that you expect in this league. And, yes, you want to have draft picks, but normally, once the second round, possibly third round passes, those other guys don't play mostly anyway. But if you bring in some guys that give you hella play, a Tunzel, a Debo, and then the other guys start to roll in behind them, you got what you would get from a draft pick anyway.
I agree with that. I think too much can be made of if Tunzel comes in and is a top five player for you, I don't think it's unreasonable to think he can't be here longer.
Yeah.
Like, I am fascinated to see if they redo his deal now or if he actually plays on this, because he is salary from an AAV standpoint, he's among the top in the NFL. He does have guaranteed money attached. To my understanding, the plan is just to have him play. I think it's entirely possible Tunzel's here for the long haul. Lattimore's under contract for 2 years. Debo, it's 1 year left, but it costs you a fifth. I'm not mad about any of the moves. It just, if the plan is to build it up over time, this doesn't necessarily help that unless you can identify that the Packers used to have a formula that their roster could only have X amount, a percentage. I think it was like 30% of the roster could only be dudes over 30%, over 30 years old. I think a lot of that has shifted. A lot of teams want to be younger. The only thing I got to point out, everybody's talking about Chase and Philly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Philly has 20 draft picks in the next 2 years. Now, a lot of that is you draft really well, the comp picks start to pile up. Mm-hmm. Washington's not there. I don't know. Washington has no comp picks this coming year. I would imagine under the current situation, because they released John Allen, they don't get any credit for that, the compensatory formula. And the rest of these dudes that have been signed, Big Luke is, I guess, Diami's the biggest money, then Chin, then Big Luke. I can't imagine St. Juice or Forrest is a lot of money. If I had to guess right now, they're probably slated for another year with no comp picks.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be your driving force. You've got so many other things you need to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
If you only get the remainder of the contract with Tunsil, which is 2 years before the void years set in, and he plays at the level you're used to, you've won that trade. If you get more than that, and he re-signs, and you've addressed left tackle for the future, you've more than won that trade. It's like Adam Peters said, it's all about trade-offs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to build through the draft, but sometimes you got to go a different direction. You've got to be flexible and nimble to go all directions.
But they've gotten to this point so quick, and like people say, maybe the game plan has changed. We're trying to build. Oh, hell, we are there. Let's get some guys and go for this thing. You got to be able to adjust sometimes, you know, like what Peyton Manning would call, check, audible. Sometimes you got to audible. Check the pancakes.
Omaha, they got to type, though. Phone lines open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Seems like the dust is starting to settle a little. I would never rule out another big move when you're talking about Adam Peters. But as the dust settles, how we feeling about this free agency crop, the trades that have been made, your 2025 Washington Commanders?
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.